Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us on this Thursday. You know, I want to get right to our next subject because it is so serious and it is a dire conversation we need to start having as a community, as a society, as a family, talking about mental health, about depression and anxiety among children. You know, I saw this amazing article in the Wall Street Journal this weekend, and it had an accompanying video story, and Catherine Voûte was featured in it. Catherine, I'm so glad you're with me today. Thank you so much.
I'm so glad to be on with you.
Oh, thank you. So you're in Harriman, Utah, yes?
I am, yeah. It's just a small suburb outside of Salt Lake City.
And the reason why we are talking today is because of the heartbreak that you experienced. Was it June of 2017?
Yeah, on June 3rd of 2017, I lost my son to suicide. Mm-hmm. He was a senior at Harriman High School and just getting ready for his senior year and doing extremely well, and I never thought he would have been at risk for suicide.
Yeah, tell me about him.
Yeah, he was just a great kid, happy, outstanding student, his self-taught piano player. He loved to travel and just a funny, wonderful individual who we will miss terribly.
I can't fathom, as horrific as your loss is, what happened next.
Yeah, so after that, a friend of his came over into our backyard, and he also took his own life. And then Harriman experienced a cluster of suicides, mostly male individuals who all in their teens all took their own lives during that year from 2017 to 2018. Yeah, just a horrific event and one that, you know, was so unexpected. We just didn't realize we were at all at risk.
Right. And something that struck me that was so poignant that you said was that you need to give them the ability to talk. You said that multiple times. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, so really, I think what we're experiencing is teens that they're talking to each other, but they're not really talking to people who can really reach out and give them some resources or some help. And for my son, he didn't tell anyone how he was feeling. And I think we've lost some of that, you know, as we, raise our kids today. One of the things is to really to be able to communicate with them on a really a level where they can have the ability to reach out and express their feelings if they're feeling anxiety or being bullied or having depressive episodes, where they can really reach out to someone and ask for help and for them to get help before it becomes a crisis issue like we've experienced.
Yeah, I can't fathom. So it was 6 students in that one school year, is that correct?
That's correct, yes. Uh-huh. All at the same high school.
And it was very interesting listening to the gentleman featured in the story. I don't know if he was a superintendent or a principal or whatnot, saying that at first, you know, they thought that if they didn't really talk about it, it wouldn't encourage other students to follow suit. And he learned in retrospect that was the wrong move. Why?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, suicide needs to be discussed and openly take accountability for what's happening. And that's one of the first things that I did in May of 2018 was I went to the Jordan District, which is our local district here, and asked them if they wouldn't please put into place their prevention, intervention, and postvention programs. And they have done a wonderful job now of like actually looking out for students by putting those programs into place that they can actively address a suicide situation, if someone's attempted it or talked about it, or even if it happens, which has been a great way to be able for us to help our students here in Jordan District.
Absolutely. And for all of us, even here in Pittsburgh and all around the world, anyone who's listening to us on the radio.com app, I mean, when we think about the suicide rate more than doubling since 2007 in this group between 10 and 17, and in your area, it has more than tripled. I mean, wow.
That's correct. In 2017, it became the leading cause of death for kids between 15 and 24. I mean, it outstrips motor vehicle accidents or overdoses, suicide, them taking their own lives. It's been a horrible thing that we've experienced here in our state.
We're talking to Catherine Voute. She's joining us from Harriman, Utah, talking about suicide, particularly among kids. What I'm so impressed by what you've done is you've created this youth suicide presentation, and you emailed it to me, and it's powerful. It's got a video. It's got facts: for every suicide, 100 others make an attempt, the most preventable cause of death. How did you do this, and how can people in our area here in Pittsburgh benefit from it?
For sure. Yeah. So what happened was, is because I didn't understand suicide or the reasons why my son took his own life, I really just went down in the trenches and started to research everything I could find out about what is suicide and why do people take their own lives, you know. And what I really found out was that people, you know, don't really want to die. What they want to do is they want to stop being in pain. You know, they want to stop being ashamed or lonely or being embarrassed or being bullied. And that gives us opportunity. It gives us opportunity to help people. And from what students are telling us today, if you look in an average American classroom, you know, 8 of those students are going to report that they're feeling sad or hopeless. Mm. And 4 of them will have seriously considered suicide. And 4 of them will have made a plan. And to me, that tells us that, you know, across the board, wherever we look, you know, that age group really needs our help. And it gives us opportunity to be able to provide that help. Mm. And I always tell everyone, you know, if you want to become educated, that's the best thing you can do. And, and we had about 50 people at the last presentation that I gave, you know, people really trying to understand what they can do for their teenagers.
Yes. Oh, I mean, I could talk to you for another 2 hours, and we're up against a break, so I'm going to cut this short. But Catherine, you know, you've been a leader in such a sensitive subject, and I'd like to keep in touch with you because I think this is a powerful discussion. I appreciate you sharing time with me today from Utah.
Oh, you're very welcome. Anytime. Thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.